Welcome to our brief practice, the compassion chain reaction. So first get comfortable, settle into a poised, fluid posture so you can breathe easily and deeply, feeling uplifted in the process. Now purge your breath by sipping it in through your lips and holding it in while you tone your pelvic floor muscles. 3, 2, 1, and squeezing it up and out through your teeth. All the way out. Now let your body find its natural breath rhythm and make the sensation of breath home base. Give yourself permission to unplug from it all, even your expectations and fears in relation to others. Stay with your breathing body right now. So with your mind a little more present, focusing on the breath, your attention a little more centered in your breathing body, let's turn the light of awareness back on itself. Right? So shine that light, looking for who or what is being aware. And we're moving through what's on your mind, thoughts, images, emotions, to the lighter and more spacious mind of pure awareness. And as you move toward that clearing, immerse yourself as much as you can and rest there, free and clear. Letting all the habitual stuff on your mind just flow by. And a breath at a time, clearing your mind like a lab or workspace. Just letting go of all that stuff flowing through. Tuning into the space of clarity, the light, the clearing within you. So now, with awareness more free and clear, it's time to mindfully engage your social life. Right? Since most of our lives and our stresses revolve around relationships, close, neutral, and far, please invite into your mind's eye the image of someone you find easy to love. And savor any warmth or light you feel inside. Recognize or imagine any distress they might feel, and mindfully lean into that distress, taking in full awareness of it with care. Even breathing that awareness of their distress into your heart. Now, taking care to calm any reactivity in yourself as you tune into their suffering, let your awareness melt into the warmth of your care for them and share the love you feel with your dear one, sending it out to him or her on your out-breath. See your loved one taking in your care and love, feeling relieved of distress and welling up with gratitude that he or she sends back to you. As you sit in this way, taking in distress with care, sending out your care with love, let yourself feel the presence and resonance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. Okay, now invite behind your loved one all those people you hold near and dear, gathering as if at a great celebration. And as you deepen your connection with your loved one, try to share some of the warmth and care you're feeling with all of them, one at a time. Imagine it rippling out like a wave, touching each and every heart, one at a time, until it spreads like a field of love and joy. Just feel that sense of how much abundance of love and how open and expansive your heart can be, connecting to all of those you hold dear. Breathe it in and share the gratitude and solidarity as you breathe out. Now let's ask all the loved ones to move to the left of your mind's eye, to the left of you. And before you, invite an acquaintance you don't know well. And as you try to open your heart to this person in a spirit of common humanity, allow yourself to sense any distress he or she might feel. And mindfully lean into that distress, taking in full awareness of it with care. Even breathing your awareness of their distress into your heart. Okay, and taking care to calm any reactivity in yourself, let your awareness melt. Right, so it's like melting their distress into your human family feeling. I care. I really care that you be free of this. I wish you can be free of the distress you're feeling. And share that concern you feel with your acquaintance, breathing it out to him or her on the out-breath. And see your acquaintance taking in your care and concern, feeling relieved of their distress, and welling up with a feeling of trust he or she sends back to you. So as you sit in this way, taking in distress with care, sending out concern with warmth, let yourself feel the presence and resonance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. It's like you're making a new friend, a new adopted family member of your human family. And now invite behind your new friend all of those neutral people in the world you don't know. Just mentally sort of imagine somehow you could gather them all there as if there were a great global event and they all just came behind that one person. And now try to share some of the human warmth and care you felt for your acquaintance with all of them. Imagine it rippling out like a wave, touching each and every heart, one at a time. However long it takes, let it spread like an open field of human kindness, solidarity, and a common humanity, a sense that we're all in this together. And just see how that feels, to feel open and connected to all those people on the planet you don't even know. Well, you know they're there. And acknowledging their humanity. Do see how that deepens your sense of presence and connection in your life, in your world. Now, with that experiment, let's ask all the neutral people to move to the right in your mind's eye, to the right of you. And before you, invite an ever so slightly difficult person, someone who simply rubs you the wrong way, as you try to accept and engage with this person in a spirit of basic acceptance, common humanity. We all sort of have afflictions and we all can irritate one another, get on each other's nerves. Allow yourself to sense any distress he or she may feel. The stress might be behind the difficulty you feel in relating to them. And mindfully lean into that distress, taking in your full awareness of it with care. Even breathing that awareness into your heart. It's just human distress. We all feel it. Taking care now to calm any reactivity in yourself, let your awareness of their distress melt into your fellow feeling. I know what this is like. Share that acceptance you feel with your challenger, sending it out to him or her on your out-breath. And see your challenger taking in your attention and concern, feeling relieved to some extent to know that even though you may be rubbing each other the wrong way, there's some humanity, some care, some mutual respect. And returning it you know, with a feeling of mutual respect for you, right? Which he or she sends back to you, right? So as you sit in this way, taking in the distress with care, sending out your concern with confidence, with humanity, let yourself feel the tolerance and acceptance between you deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. Now, behind your challenger, invite all of those people in the world who feel challenging. And you can do this at your own pace. You don't have to invite those that feel overwhelming, but to the extent that you can, let your mind open to all those people you find other or a little scary or a little ominous. Okay, so imagine them gathering with you as if it's some great global reconciliation. We're all going to work out all our differences. And do try sharing some of the respect and concern you feel for the one challenger you connected with, and share that with as many of the others as you can. Imagine it rippling out like a wave of reconciliation, radical acceptance. Yes, we're all on this planet together. We need to get along. And just imagine it touching one challenging person at a time to the extent that you feel you can extend your energy and awareness to them. And see it kind of spreading like a field of radical acceptance and universal respect and reconciliation. And of course, you can temporarily set aside those who for now just feel like too challenging, too triggering, overwhelming. And you can just make a kind of mental intention to hopefully come back to them eventually when you're ready, when the time is right. And again, take a look now at how it feels to sort of be facing directly and with intention and care all those who you feel a little uncomfortable with or distressed by, and really proactively connecting with them on this deeper level of common humanity and mutual respect, right? We all have our differences, but we're all really equally entitled to be happy. Okay, now take a step back and reflect on how the distress you face in others can be triggering. So you can see on your left all the near and dear stretching out before you, all the challenging, difficult people stretching back. And on the right, all of the neutral people stretching off to the right, right? And just take stock of how, you know, all the little distresses in others can trigger you and make your interactions, your daily life difficult, even if you're just thinking about how people are feeling on the other side of the globe. You might not be encountering them. So consider how much easier your life would be if you could metabolize the distress, right? Accept and understand why people are troubled or acting in you know, reactive ways. Right? And without being triggered into your own reactivity, try to have the confidence and presence and equanimity to just take in, yeah, these people are suffering. And I know what that's like. I'm human too. We all feel these things. Try to survey the whole field of others, close, neutral, and far. And try to feel your mind and heart open and resilient enough to face each and every relationship that makes up your world with secure love, inclusive human kindness, and a respectful confidence. Right? And just imagine the ripple effect you could have if you allow your compassion practice to touch and inspire each and every individual around you, so that one at a time they may feel the power of their own human kindness, sort of getting inspired by your example or touched by your example. And they may start making it the basis of their interactions, igniting a compassion chain reaction that could transform everybody in the world. You can't do it alone, but by impacting others, your impact, your effectiveness can multiply. So with that as a kind of reflection and sort of big experiment. Let the difficult and neutral people return to their home and breathe the spirit of your loved ones into your heart. Remember the power you have to face distress with compassion. It's always there alongside that spirit of love in your heart. Right? And remember, you can tap into it anytime you need to with this practice of giving and taking, even mounting the give and take on the breath, whenever your interactions get triggering or challenging. Okay, now when you're ready, slowly return to find your breath. Feel your way back into your body, back into your outer physical form. Feel your cushion or chair, the air on your skin, the room, and at your own pace, open your eyes, making an intention to apply giving and taking gradually with more of the close, neutral, and far people you interact with, especially when you need to bring proactive engagement into every interaction you face in all the domains of your complex life.